What's up, Eagles Nation? Happy Thanksgiving to all our U.S. Eagles fans out there. Welcome into the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on this Wednesday edition of the show, a doubleheader Wednesday, as we just posted our crossover Wednesday edition of the show as well with Locked On Giants. Gino Camilleri joining Patricia Traina of the Locked On Giants podcast to preview this Sunday's matchup, which is a huge one for the Eagles at 4-6, two games out of the NFC East. A bunch of division matchups coming up in the next few weeks. They really still control their destiny when it comes to winning the division and getting into the playoffs, but it's got to start with a win against a Giants team that's only a game behind the Eagles, but should be an inferior opponent. They were an inferior opponent on that Thursday night football game earlier in the season when the Eagles won that game to get back to 500. Carson Wentz, one of the best games of the season for him that day. Just overall, it was the best performance I had seen all season long from just a collective standpoint on offense, defense, coaching job. It was a great one, and hopefully they can reflect and emulate that because in this matchup, because this is a must win. I know really the past few games have been must wins for the Eagles, but this is an extremely important game if they want to stay in the hunt of the NFC East crown with the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins, who currently reside in first place in the division. Coming up on today's show, since the Thanksgiving special, I want to get into some Thanksgiving topics, the Eagles' history on Thanksgiving and the games they have played, as it's a tradition every year for a very long time since I grew up being a football fan. There's always three games on Thanksgiving, and you know, we get the Lions and the Cowboys every single year, which is a tradition. It's its own right, and not sure if everyone really loves the tradition outside of Lions and Cowboys fans, even if they really like it. I don't even know if Lions fans and Cowboys fans do enjoy that tradition, but nonetheless, Thanksgiving is a holiday that, you know, it's about family and friends and food, but football has entrenched itself in the holiday festivities. It's become part of the tradition. And the NFL's done a good job of that, and fantasy football's kind of seeped into that as well now, because, you know, it's fun to be, you know, at a Thanksgiving dinner and have fantasy implications. I mean, I owned Calvin Johnson for a long time in my early fantasy career, and it was cool to always have him on at least while watching these Thanksgiving games. But we're going to get into some Thanksgiving topics. What are we thankful for the Philadelphia Eagles? What to root for in the Thanksgiving games tomorrow, as there is an NFC East battle between Washington and Dallas, which has a lot of implications when it comes to the Eagles' playoff hopes. So we're going to get into some of that and some Thanksgiving memories of the Philadelphia Eagles in their history of playing on the holiday. So that's coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast, again, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Really thankful for all you guys out there that have been listening to us since myself and Gino Camilleri started this up. Gino joining us in August, and I started up the new era of the Locked On Eagles podcast in June after Michael Kist and Ben Soyak moved on to Bleeding Green Nation. Very thankful that I got this opportunity. Very thankful for all the fans out there that have continued to interact with me throughout the offseason and in the regular season, helping me along the way, giving me feedback, you know, the compliments about the job we're doing on the show. I've appreciated that as well. I love hearing all the interactions and all the feedback from you guys out there, the listeners, and we always appreciate the downloads and the reviews and the follows on our Twitter accounts at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiaseLOE, at Gino_LOE. So I'm very thankful for our listeners out there that have been listening to the show loyally since June. So we do appreciate all you guys out there in Bird Nation. And it hasn't just been, you know, for the United States Eagles fans that are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday, but our Canadian listeners and our listeners overseas in London and in Sweden and in Ireland. There's you guys, the Eagles fans are spread out across the globe. I've seen downloads in New Zealand and Australia, and I can't tell you how cool that is that someone in Australia is listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I don't know, it's a dream come true for me, so very thankful for all you guys out there. So that's going to be in the second segment, what we're thankful for from an Eagles perspective. I think that's going to be a fun topic to discuss, but for right now, I want to get into the best parts of Thanksgiving. And This is a football topic, but it's also just a life topic in general, because Thanksgiving, to me, is my favorite holiday. So Christmas is obviously the best one growing up as a kid, because, you know, for me, it was all about getting my Eagles jerseys and all the Eagles apparel I can get. But Thursdays on Thanksgiving, it's a football holiday, too. You know, it's a family holiday, but it's all about giving thanks. But it's also it's about football now. Football has it's again become a part of the DNA of Thanksgiving. Not only with three games going on, you know, with the Lions and the Cowboys and other teams that third football game at night, but it's also the turkey bowls in the morning, right? I mean, I don't know about you guys out there, but for me, it's a tradition every single year that some of my best friends I grew up with and some family members all in the morning go to our local Orchard, or for me, it's an Orchard Park up in New York. But for anyone that I know that does a turkey bowl and takes part, goes to a local park or their high school football field, and you play in the turkey bowl, a big football game, or for us, it's a tournament, and it's awesome. It's part of the tradition. It gets you excited every year to wake up early. We play at like 9 o'clock in the morning, get my hoodie on, get an Eagles jersey over it, my Eagles hat, receiver gloves, but I also got to bring in some real winter gloves too, depending on the weather, because tomorrow for me, it's supposed to be about 22 degrees, so it's going to be a cold one. But that was always a favorite part of Thanksgiving for me growing up, and I put up a poll on my Twitter account. Follow me on Twitter, at DiBiase, and ask what the best part of Thanksgiving for you guys, outside of spending time with family, of course, because it's great to have family come in from out of town and catch up with everybody as just throughout the year. You know, people have lives and everyone's busy, but this is more from a football perspective and a food perspective as well, because the food, I mean, I'm talking about family and football, but the food part of Thanksgiving is also why everyone loves to wear their stretchy pants and enjoy some people's favorite holiday. 40% of you guys out there said the turkey bowl football game is your favorite. 40% said food, and 20% said watching the game. I thought, honestly, food was going to blow away these other choices. But again, football is super important to this holiday now. And it's something for me that, like, football has been really, it's what I'm going for in my career. It's been the backbone, really, of who I am as a person. It's been my main hobby. I mean, people know me. You know, even in high school, if you didn't even really know me, and people ask, who was Louis DiBiase, it was, oh, he was that kid that liked the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's big for me, and having it part of this holiday, it's kind of like this is like a football holiday, and it's awesome. So 40% of you guys agreed. The Turkey Bowl football game, which is my favorite part, majority of you guys out there say it's your favorite part as well. 40% food as well, though. I'm not a huge turkey guy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big turkey guy when it comes to Thanksgiving. I don't think it's very tasty. I feel like you have to drown it in gravy for it to be good. I love the sides. Thanksgiving sides are the bomb. Green bean casserole. We have this thing called corn pudding where it's kind of hard to explain, but trust me, it's very good. You know, you got stuffing, of course. There's always different kinds. The biscuits. It's, oh man, it's just the bomb. Thanksgiving is fantastic for that as well, and you get to get a huge plate and watch football. I don't like that it's always the Lions and Cowboys. I don't know why Dallas gets all the attention that they do and why they get to have this be their holiday game every single year. I personally, I don't know if you guys, Eagles fans out there, liked when the Eagles played on Thanksgiving, but I loved it, and I don't understand why. I know the Lions and the Cowboys have been doing this for decades, but switch it up, please. I mean, every year we have to deal with this Dallas Cowboys team always getting the 4 o'clock game, and even the Lions. I mean, I'm sorry, but the Lions are kind of the Bengals of the NFC, where just the country just really doesn't care about them. I mean, they haven't really done anything relevant in a long time. I don't know. It's just I like the traditions of Thanksgiving. The Lions-Cowboys game tradition is not something I'm a big fan of, but Dallas plays Washington tomorrow in the second game. And the question is, who, if you're an Eagles fan, would you rather have win this game when it comes to the Eagles' chances at winning the division? Truthfully, for me, it's got to be Dallas. Because you look at Dallas' schedule up until Week 17. They have the Redskins tomorrow, the Saints, the Eagles, the Colts. Those are four games that are very challenging for Dallas. I don't know if they're going to be favored. And they're going to be favored tomorrow against Washington. They might be favored against Philly. But we control our own destiny. We can beat Dallas that Week 14 game. And I think the Colts and Frank Reich can beat them. I think the Saints are going to kill them. Tampa Bay, even Week 16, has a chance, in the Giants Week 17. So there's not a lot of easy games for Dallas the rest of the way. And they'd only be a game back. The Eagles would be only a game back still, even if Dallas won and the Eagles won. But if Washington ended up winning this game, they'd be 7-4. And yes, they did lose Alex Smith, and they have to start Colt McCoy. But they play the Eagles after that, to play the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Titans, and then we play them week 17. So Washington has an easier schedule. Their defense could steal a couple of those wins, and if the Eagles are still two games down heading into next week, that's pretty tough. I know they play them twice, and they could, you know, settle the score with those two games, but that means, too, that the Eagles have to win this game against the Giants, which should be a win for the Eagles, but I've been saying that, I feel like, every single week, and this week, the Eagles have their fifth and sixth string corners in, it looks like. It looks like it's going to be Chandon Sullivan, Cravion LeBlanc, Devontae Bosby to cover Odell Beckham, and that's concerning. This is not a surefire win for the Eagles. And if Washington were to win and the Eagles lose, that pretty much ends the season. The Eagles would be down three games. So, to me, I want Dallas to win this football game. They have a harder schedule. The Eagles still play them one more time. So, if they can stay within a game and then they beat Dallas, and the Eagles go on a run of their own, that's an easier path for them because Washington's schedule, again, they go Cowboys-Eagles, not easy games, both on the road, but then they have the Giants at home. They go to Jacksonville, who's 3-7. They're at Tennessee, who 5-5 is all over the place, and then they play the Eagles. And with how Washington's defense is playing, I think they could still steal a couple of those games, and if they have a two-game buffer on Philly, that's not great for the Eagles. Coming up next on this Thanksgiving edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, what are we thankful for as Eagles fans? That's coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast, sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Eagles listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code CODE, C-O-D-E. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code CODE to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Louis DiBiase on this Thanksgiving special Locked On Eagles podcast. What are we thankful for as Eagles fans? Right now, probably not feeling very thankful for this 4-6 Eagles team. But when you take a step back and you really look at what this Eagles team has done in the past year, you know, it's been less than a year since they won the Super Bowl and changed the lives of millions of Eagles fans around the globe. I mean, I see the download numbers. I see where people are downloading this show. The Eagles are beloved around the planet. And the fact that they won a Super Bowl, I'm so thankful still for that 2017 Super Bowl. I still cannot believe it happened. And this season, looking at all the injuries and everything that's happened with the regression in coaching and how the offensive line has struggled and all the injuries on defense and seeing some guys that performed at an elite level last year not perform as good, it makes you more frustrating because they won the Super Bowl last year, but it also makes you more thankful that they won that championship when they did. Because imagine if Jalen Mills, you know, gets beat in the end zone against Atlanta, and Julio Jones, the ball doesn't go straight through his hands, and he catches that pass, and the Eagles lose in the divisional round, and now this is happening, that's a lot harder to swallow. I am still, the fact that we've seen all the injuries and how it's hard for, it's been impossible for the Eagles to overcome this year. The fact that they were able to do that last year, win the Super Bowl against the best dynasty in sports, probably, in the New England Patriots, the best quarterback of all time and the best head coach on the same team, Nick Foles and Doug Peterson beat those guys. With Halepulivahti Vaitai, left tackle, you lost your cornerstone on the offensive line in Jason Peters, right? You lost your franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz. You didn't have your all-pro linebacker in Jordan Hicks. You didn't have one of your special teams aces in Chris Maragos, or one of your weapons on offense in Darren Sproles, who's a weapon on offense and in the special teams area. And they were still able to do what was the greatest achievement in Philadelphia sports history, what was the greatest day of my life and a lot of Eagles fans' lives out there. I mean, still, I was in downtown Philly February 4th. I was at the Fillmore with thousands of Eagles fans watching that game, seeing people sobbing, roaming the streets, getting downtown towards City Hall. It was the greatest experience of my life. And the Eagles, we owe that to the Philadelphia Eagles. And this year, again, has made me more thankful for last year's season because of how magical it was. And clearly, it's made me appreciate just how difficult what they did was to do. Because they haven't been able to do that again this year. And while I still think they can make the playoffs, and last year instilled hope in me that if they make the playoffs, anything can happen, just get in and see if this Eagles team can get any sort of 2017 magic going, which they have not been able to do so far in 10 games this season. Still, it's been less than a year since the Eagles won a championship. And I can't believe, you know, I've seen title aspiration seasons go down the tubes, right? We saw it in 2011 with the Dream Team. We saw it the year later as well. 2015, right? With when Chip Kelly changed everything around. That 2014 season, we thought, okay, they're building off that playoff loss against the Saints with Chip Kelly's second year. And then in 2015, he builds the roster around what he wants. And we saw in the summer how good they looked. And I saw people picking the Eagles to make it all the way with Sam Bradford at quarterback, which is crazy to think now. But we've seen title aspiration teams in Philadelphia not meet those expectations. And the fact that last year's team was the one to do it is amazing. And it makes this year feel better. I mean, we're trained. We're used to what's happening this year, right? Where a team that you think is going to compete for a Super Bowl doesn't really come close. As of now, I'm still holding out hope. Although the hope is getting dimmer and dimmer as the weeks go on throughout the season. But nonetheless, we're trained for this, and they won it all just a year ago. And I didn't know if I'd ever see that day. I remember every single year watching the Super Bowl, seeing other teams, watching a Hall of Famer carry the Lombardi Trophy down the lane towards the stage with players on both sides touching it, emotional, you know, celebrating the title with the Lombardi music in the background. And I always went to bed sad that night thinking, I cannot wait until that's a reality for the Eagles. I don't know what I'm going to do. And the fact that it happened, I'm so thankful still for that championship team last year. And no matter what happens this year, I'm sorry, I'm not on the team. I can celebrate that all year until someone else is raising that Lombardi, and probably after. I'm going to be celebrating that win for the rest of my life until maybe they win another one. And even so then, because it was the first one. You never forget your first title. So thankful for the 2017 Eagles. You know what else I'm thankful for? The NFC East. Because it's still giving me hope that the Eagles can at least make the playoffs and make this year enjoyable. You know, they don't have to win. I mean, obviously we want them to win the Super Bowl again. But if they need to make the playoffs. Please do not miss the postseason right after you win the Super Bowl. The NFC East, though, is a big part of keeping that hope alive. Because Washington now doesn't have Alex Smith. They're starting Colt McCoy for the rest of the season. I thought they'd been phonies all year long. Dallas, to me, at 5-5, even though they're coming off two nice wins against the Eagles in the Atlanta Falcons, they don't scare me either. The fact that the Eagles are still two games back and control their destiny, still with a game against Dallas and two against Washington, the fact that this 4-6 Eagles team, playing the way they have all season, still has a shot is a miracle. Thank you to the Washington Redskins, thank you to the Dallas Cowboys, and thank you for the New York Giants for being garbage. Really. Thank you, because the Eagles are having a down year, and they're still a couple wins away from winning this division, winning this thing and making the playoffs. I'm also thankful for Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, man. I know Doug's has had a tough year, and Carson Wentz has gotten some criticism this week. But my gosh, we just mentioned Sam Bradford. We've gone through the days of Kevin Cobb and Chip Kelly as head coach. And Andy Reid, too. I love Andy Reid, but he never got the big one. Doug Peterson did in his second year. We get to have these two, and I still believe in both of them. the fact that we don't have to convince ourselves that Sam Bradford might be the answer. Or even Nick Foles. Look, I love Nick Foles, and he's a Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, and he has a statue outside the stadium. But he's not a franchise quarterback. And after 2013, the Eagles were seeing if that's what they had in Foles. Carson Wentz is a legitimate franchise quarterback. Whatever the criticism you have of him, he's still having a strong 2018 season, despite everything around him regressing. I'm thankful for Carson Wentz. I'm thankful for Doug Peterson, the NFC least, and that Super Bowl. Coming up next on the Lockdown Eagles podcast, Thanksgiving special. Some Thanksgiving memories for the Eagles. They're 6-1 overall on Turkey Day. We're going to get into some of that coming up next right here on the Lockdown Eagles podcast, sponsored by MyBookie. Remember, guys, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with, and that's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they're your best bet this season. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, and they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the special promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, and you get paid. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. All right, everybody, welcome back. Louie DiBiase on this Thanksgiving special of the Lockdown Eagles podcast, wrapping it up with some Thanksgiving memories for the Birds. They're 6-1 on Turkey Day. Pretty good record. They've played in 7 games overall. Now, I'm a younger Eagles fan, 21 years old, so I don't remember the games that obviously happened before I was born. There were some games in the 60s and in the 80s. So, for you guys out here that don't live in Philadelphia, for you guys that do live in Philly, maybe you're at some of the games, but for me, growing up, there have been a few games on Thanksgiving that I'm at the family dinner table, but I'm really in tune with the Eagles playing in these games. So, a couple that I can think of that I remember pretty vividly in 2008, when they blew up the Arizona Cardinals. They didn't do it in the right game as they lost to the Cardinals in the NFC Championship game a couple months later. But nonetheless, they put up 48 points on Thanksgiving. And I remember that game because it was really one of the first games that I fell in love with DeSean Jackson as a player. DeSean Jackson, that was one of the first games I remember where he just became one of my favorite Eagles of all time. They wore those awesome black jerseys that I love the black unis still. DeSean Jackson, McNabb, Brian Westbrook. It was rookie DeSean Jackson, too. That was a fun team. And that was a 2008 team. You look at that squad, and that could give your 2018 team 10 years later some hope. Because that team scratched and clawed their way at 9-6-1 into the playoffs, and they got hot at the right time, beating the Giants, getting to the NFC Championship game. Right, they beat Minnesota in the wild card game. Minnesota with, what, Tavares Jackson? Yikes. But nonetheless, the Eagles were a couple minutes away. I mean, that touchdown to DeSean Jackson in the NFC title game, they took the lead. They were about 8 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, and then who knows what happens. This last year's Super Bowl ring might have been the second one. But that 2008 team can instill some hope in this one, and they had a big, big blowout game on Thanksgiving. And I remember that because, again, it was DeSean Jackson is one of my favorite players growing up on the Eagles. And that was one of the first games I'm like, oh my gosh, this dude is electric. 2014 obviously is a fun one because the Eagles killed the Dallas Cowboys and their stupid tradition of getting every single Thanksgiving game every year with Mark Sanchez under center. Now newly signed Washington Redskins quarterback Mark Sanchez, mind you. Mark Sanchez had a huge game. And the Eagles destroyed the Dallas Cowboys behind LeSean McCoy's big day. Kerry Williams, I think, had an interception. Bradley Fletcher was starting. The Eagles ended up missing the playoffs that year, but that was a fun Thanksgiving game. They also beat down Dallas a couple times on Thanksgiving. In 1989, they shut them out 27-0. So the Eagles have had some success against Dallas on Turkey Day. 2015, the year later, kind of a miserable one. Remember, it was the final year of Chip Kelly. And the Lions blew us out. Eric Rowe was one of the starting outside corners. he didn't do terrible against Kelvin Johnson, but Kelvin obviously had a day like he always did on Thanksgiving. Mark Sanchez, again, kind of weird that he started two Thanksgiving games back-to-back for the Eagles. Never want to see him playing or that kind of caliber quarterback for the Eagles again. But that was, I remember, a miserable, miserable experience. At least you have turkey and stuffing and you had mashed potatoes to drown out your sorrows, though. But those are some of the games I remember growing up, a couple of those ones. But 6-1 overall, not bad for the Eagles. They are not playing tomorrow, but we do have some rooting interest in that Washington-Dallas game. I think no matter what happens in that matchup, the Eagles are still going to have a chance. But I think we should be rooting for Dallas. I know that sounds nuts as an Eagles fan to say root for Dallas. It's just against your DNA. You were born this way to hate Dallas. But I think we got to root for them. Keep it within a game. Because if the Eagles can beat the Giants on Sunday, and Dallas can beat Washington, the Eagles are only a game out. They play Dallas. They still get Washington twice. Dallas has the harder schedule than Washington. I think the formula for the Eagles to win the East starts with the Cowboys beating the Redskins tomorrow. I think that's the way we want to go. So go Dak Prescott. And at any win that Dallas gets anyway is a good thing, so they can keep Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott as their core faces of the franchise. That's fine, because that team with those two at the helm are never winning a championship. Not against Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson, they're not. So go Dallas tomorrow, and then forever after that, we hate you. That's going to do it for this Thanksgiving special on the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Very thankful for you guys once again. Thank you for listening all year round. Hopefully the Eagles can get a big win for us on Sunday. And enjoy Turkey Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Birds and at DiBiase LOE. Check out our podcast on LockedOnEagles.com or any podcast platform that you listen to your shows on, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, TuneIn Radio, wherever we're up and available. So again, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And let's go, Birds.